Get tonight started. Today is Tuesday, September 16th, 2025, and this is the City Council study meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated up here at this table. Appreciate each of you and all you do for the city. And our staff, amazing staff, thank you. We have a lot of our administrative senior staff here with us today and a lot who aren't here right now, and we thank each of you. We welcome members of the public, people who are here in person. We welcome you. Anyone who is watching this online or who may watch this later, we welcome all of you. And we're going to open tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have the opportunity to gather together at this study meeting. We're thankful for the city staff and all the efforts they've gone to put this meeting together. We're thankful for the council and the mayor for all their efforts in working in behalf of our constituents in South Jordan City. Please bless the residents of South Jordan City that they will be able to continue to thrive and receive the comfort that they need at this time. And we ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, coordination. The only thing I have to bring up for coordination is a reminder that NLC is going to be in Salt Lake City this year, and that their league is going to be offering a local Utah discount. NLC is going to be, we don't get to decide that. Salt Lake doesn't get to decide that. Salt Lake City will be the host city, but the league is going to offer, the National League will offer a locals discount. And so, good opportunity if you're interested in attending NLC.
When are those again?
It's in November.
It's coming up.
Sure. Yeah, the end of November. Let's see. We have it right here. 21st, 22nd, 20th through 22nd of November, held downtown. So I think Melanie's going to send something out to start to see who might be interested in attending, and if so, for how long, you know, the whole conference, one day, whatever. But Cameron said the Utah League is working on putting together a Utah night, which they do every time there's a National League. Every state does. They're working on a fun Utah night because they expect a bigger turnout than usual. We usually have about 100 people from Utah at NLC, and this time we'll probably have more. So,
will they need local people to help them?
Still waiting to hear. Still waiting to hear. But if so, we'll let them know we've got people who would like to help. I can pass that along to Cam real quick.
Yeah, I would feel willing to help.
Okay, thank you.
So my memory was it was like ULCT, it was classes, right? There was like a big
breakout sessions,
yeah,
and big opening,
big
conferences.
Huge opening, and then the breakouts. Is that similar format?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it will be Utah and Salt Lake City. There will be a fun element of that locality. Mm-hmm. The ones they do in the fall at the different cities that host it, the cities kind of go all out to make sure there's also some cool field trips that you can sign up for. And so we'll just have to look and see what there is.
Okay,
what,
we have
what
no
they're
idea
offering.
What those things are yet.
No, and I haven't even looked it up. So we got to look and see.
So I'm curious, is it at the Salt Palace?
Or? I'm guessing the Salt Palace.
Okay.
I believe
yeah.
it's at the Salt Palace.
Given okay. the size, that's one of the few venues that could have.
Yeah,
some,
I think the Salt Palace.
Thousands in
it. And it'll be massive. Like
yeah,
every
no,
single stair
fantastic.
And step in the Salt Palace will be, we'll have this Salt Lake City NLC on
yeah.
it. It'll
yeah,
be,
it'll
oh,
be
the whole
advertising
thing.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be, it should
can,
be nice.
If you can
so.
Attend, I Absolutely. Would highly recommend attending
yeah.
to get that experience and to visit with your peers from all around the country.
Yeah. I don't know who the key speakers are that they're bringing. They're always significant.
Mm-hmm.
They had. Every time it's held in Washington, D.C. in the spring, the Washington conference, they always have the president come speak.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard.
It's a big deal.
When we
two
went,
presidents
it was
speak
president
because of
Biden's
D.C.
wife.
Jill
Biden
yeah.
spoke.
Is that
the year
who spoke
we were,
that year?
Isn't
yeah.
that what we went to that one
yeah.
time? Yeah, Jill Biden
and
spoke.
And then I heard President Biden speak twice, and I've heard President Trump speak once.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. So
maybe we can get Dustin to speak.
I don't know. I don't know if they can afford him.
This week you'd be so high.
Yeah.
It's very limited.
But they've also brought, I mean, there have been big names that aren't political names either. Brilliant authors and people who have done amazing things to come speak. So it's
okay.
a good conference.
I got it.
It's good. So anyway, just a reminder that that's coming. So there's enough time to kind of plan for it. And I think Melanie's going to send something out, finding out who
as soon
wants
as we get
to
the
go.
Details.
So she's going to contact Katie Hartley at the league and say, all right, tell us about the
Utah discount
yeah. at LPC.
Well, not the discount, but they mentioned that it was coming.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Salt Lake City's working hard with NLC and CAM to get it put together. So also, I will send a text and just say, if you need volunteers, let us know. Some of us would be happy to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, cool. That's, I think, my only coordination is just to keep that on your radar. Okay, so there's enough time to go. Anybody have anything else? Okay, thanks. Let's review really quickly our next meeting. I mean, it's lovely. It's really lovely. We've had
a goal.
It's been a very busy time for years in South Jordan, for decades, right? So to have an agenda that's as light and as fun as tonight is kind of special. So we just have the
don't say anything because the next one will probably be awful.
So yes, this is a good one though. We're glad to get to honor the Cole and Sawyer and Copeland Cole. And
can you give us any details on that one?
Yeah, the fire chief will be presenting.
Chief Dawson will do a full presentation, but basically this young lady recognized a dangerous situation in the home, got her younger brother out, and probably saved both their lives.
So Sawyer's a girl?
Yes. I believe so.
I think so.
Okay. And Copeland is her younger brother.
So these are both residents in South Jordan?
Yes.
Yeah.
And according to the proclamation, in trying to get out, their first option was blocked, and they couldn't do it, so they went around to another one.
Was it a fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She kept her head and really...
How old is she?
10.
I think she's...
No.
Something
like that.
She's younger than the younger brother's
yeah.
even younger.
I'm not positive, but it's
Chief
around
Dawson
there.
Have all the details.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
But,
then we'll, they'll be here?
Yes. And
we'll yeah.
recognize
so
them
we'll get to do a proclamation to recognize them.
Love it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
And,
has them all framed.
And then also in honor of Constitution Week, which we do every year because, my goodness, we are grateful for that document and proud to recognize that and honor that here in South Jordan. Tomorrow is Constitution Day, officially, and it's Constitution Week, and so we like to do a proclamation for that. We may have some of our friends from the Daughters of the American Revolution here. They come for something different every year, but they started coming to our Constitution Week proclamation, so they might be here too. Yeah. And then we have one action item, one resolution, and it's not even on here, but it's
it's the adoption of
emergency management, the county
mitigation
plan. Yeah. Yeah,
which
and
I would
Aaron.
Love to talk for hours about. But we'll leave it to Aaron.
It's just being done here.
Yeah, the reason that the
agenda
was 570 pages long. I did that too. I started reading it, and I went, "Wait, this is the entire handbook."
Wasn't
we
that
have
your
brilliant
job?
People that I know know this handbook well.
It's
I'm going to leave that to
it's
them.
It's the first time I haven't been involved with the drafting.
He's kind of sad. So he printed his own copy, and put it in his own separate binder because he loves it.
I'm going to say this separately.
So I will been hugging of the book earlier.
I will say we are really lucky to have Aaron as our emergency manager. He has worked very diligently and very closely with all of the stakeholders in the creation of this plan. And I have full confidence that the work that he has done, along with all of the others involved, we have a really good plan. It will meet all of the criteria that's required at the state and federal level. With the Olympics coming to Salt Lake County, this will be scrutinized, I'm sure, as well. So I feel very confident that what you guys have before you tonight is worthy of adoption.
Well, I have to admit, it was fun to read through. I mean,
it's really fascinating. And, you know, if you're into real estate, this is the kind of document that you would hope your buyers would be, you know, interested in and knowing where they're buying homes and what the hazards are, what the risks are, because it identifies where flood hazards are, where liquefaction hazards are, where hazmat things. I mean, it really looks at.
And I thought the social maps were interesting.
Yeah.
There was like 7 or 8 of those that showed that was interesting.
This is why emergency management is so fascinating. It is where science, you know, the floods, earthquakes, geology, biology meets the social human aspects of life and how we get together. And that's why I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm going to stop because I get really passionate. I
love it. And he was really good in that role, too.
That's our only action item on tonight's regular council agenda, so I do expect we'll, depending on how many folks we have come for public comment, I think we'll probably be done by early. I'm not going to even, we're not going to jinx anything, but I that's a short agenda tonight.
Good.
And we haven't had one of those for a little while, so it's kind of nice. Okay, unless anybody has any questions about those things, we're going to move on to our discussion item. We have Raina here with us. It's good to see you.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Raina Bonzo is here. And we're going to talk about, we met a year ago, and we made some decisions about the boom bus and parking it, and that time has come. But in the motion, in the plan, the timeline was squishy a little bit. I mean, it was a year or a little bit more if needed to be. Just a hair more, which is okay, except now we're at that year, and so staff needs direction on what the council wants done at this point. So we are going to turn to Brad Clavino, our director of engineering, to introduce this, and then we'll invite Raina to come to the table as well.
I think you summarized it pretty well, Mayor. I'm just going to introduce Raina to come up and discuss what exactly up to a year meant, and then I think she's going to make a request to you all to extend this further, and she's got some paperwork she wants to hand out to you, and I'm going to turn it over to her.
Thank you.
Well, I made 10, thankfully. I was told 7, but I think this is enough. Yeah, you already brought us up to speed, but I'm a resident of South Jordan, District Number 1. I'm also the co-founder and CEO of the Boob Bus Mobile Mammogram Screening Facility. And I am currently and have been out of compliance with the parking regulations here since I started. That's because I have a commercial vehicle that is over 8,000 pounds. So those two things put me out of compliance with the code. Last year, around this time, I went through the process to request an amendment to that city code that would have allowed for an exemption, special use permit, conditional use permit, some type of solution, which was unfortunately voted down with a 3-2 margin, but you all mercifully gave me a year to find a code compliant solution, to look into something else. I'm here to just update you on what I've done. There's a spreadsheet on the second page. I've looked at over a dozen different storage facilities locally, and really what it amounts to is if a storage facility was large enough, both clearance-wise and length-wise, they did not offer electricity. So on the first page of the letter are some of the requirements, reasons why I felt an exemption was warranted. One of those being the fact that the bus needs constant electricity and power to maintain the mammography instrumentation within a very tight temperature range. So many of the storage facilities I looked at did not offer that. They viewed it as a liability. They only offer, quote, dry storage. So I'm here today to request an extension to that grace period. And I really want to point out that I don't want to waste anyone's time. I don't want to keep coming back to you. This is a hard thing to have to do. I know it's not a sustainable long-term solution to keep saying, okay, I want more time. But I truly believe our business is at a crossroads right now. In the last year, I've been able to understand better our cost structure, the needs that we have for our business, and a small mammography unit like mine is not sustainable without a partnership with a hospital. It comes down to kind of insurance billing codes and my negotiating power for rates with insurance companies. And so I have been in due diligence with two hospital systems that both have local facilities. And we don't know what that will look like, whether it's a full acquisition of my business or a partnership, joint venture of some kind, but that outcome would include permanently rehoming the bus to that hospital location. So my goal is to get it out of my yard and off of my property as soon as I can, once we establish which of those hospital systems is going to be best for a partner for us. I'm happy to answer any other questions. I think we've talked about this for 3 or 4 hours last year, so I don't want to take any more of your time than I need to. I guess I was asked to give a specific date for what I would want an extension for. You know, we've been talking with these hospitals for months already. One of them has said deals like this typically take 12 months. I'm hoping we have a solution within 6 to 12 months, so my request is through Labor Day next year, so essentially a one-year extension.
Can I ask a question? So since we've met, thank you for this, since we've met, Raina, to me it matters how the service is being extended to this community.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of your pro votes.
Uh-huh.
I was in favor of letting you have a variance.
Yeah.
How can you give us an overview of like how it's been received by the community,
yeah.
how your neighbors have responded? I know we had people come last time that were your neighbors that had no problem with you.
Yeah.
But my curiosity is service. What's the service level to the community? Could you give us a snapshot of that?
Yeah, sure. And I did go back and look at a South Jordan resident specifically, but since February of 24, that's when we started. We've served almost 2,500 women in that time. So on average, we're about 150, 200 women a month. We are primarily going around the Salt Lake and Utah counties. We have done partnerships with the Central Utah Health Department. We were actually in St. George last week. So we do travel around. We've been all over the state. We also made a trip to Wyoming to the Indian Reservation in June. It's been 75 women have a South Jordan zip code. So, you know, here they do have the medical center there at Daybreak and some other facilities that are closer. I think we have also a higher socioeconomic status here, so maybe that isn't as, you know, our services aren't as necessary. About 40% of the women who see us have no insurance, and we partner with a state program that provides a voucher. The program pays us for the mammograms. But that being said, we have established some relationships within South Jordan. We showed up at the Jordan School District teachers health and safety event. It was last February. We've been invited to come back. We served over 30 women that day who were teachers in the South Jordan School District. We have been at Costco every day this week. We will be every day this week for their health and safety week. We were at Costco South Jordan last Friday. So, I mean, the people who maybe what I hear is positive. You know, anybody who would not be supportive of our business, they don't come to us. So I don't really hear that.
Picketing here.
Yeah. But I would say largely it's, once people know what we do and they understand what we do, they're incredibly appreciative. The number of repeat, almost every location that's booked us has had us come back. We're starting to see women repeat, you know, because a mammogram is something that should be done annually for women over 40. So we have a really high repeat rate for those clients. So I would say it is well received. I had spoken with all of my, I live on a cul-de-sac and there are 8 homes, and everyone in the cul-de-sac was supportive and told me so. So from everything I know, it's positive.
Mm-hmm. How, I mean, not that this matters, but I'm curious, has this been a positive cash flow? Are you doing
no.
well?
No,
no.
We struggle with insurance reimbursement rates. You know, we do have a cash pay rate, but if women have insurance, they should have a preventative mammogram covered every year. And we are in network with a number of different insurance plans, almost all national plans except United Healthcare, unfortunately, and most local plans except plans, that are that Intermountain has a monopoly on, basically. So there's EMI Health. Those women can only go to Intermountain facilities, and PEHP Advantage Plan. Those women can only go to Intermountain. But But in any case, the there are specific codes that you bill for mammography, and CMS, so Medicare, sets some of those rates, and you have to negotiate to get a higher rate than that. And I just have, in fact, I had to fight to get a network with a lot of these insurance plans because they say, we don't need any more facilities. We already have facilities. And it's like, well, the University of Utah is a 3-month wait. You know, some of these facilities are not, women aren't able to get to them. They're geographically restricted. They're economically restricted. So we've had to fight to get in network with a lot of places. And so right now, I calculated every month, I'm clearing about $220 per mammogram, which is not enough to cover. It covers my variable costs, but not at all my fixed costs. So hence the hospital partnership.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah. Salute your efforts.
Thank you.
Well, we're at the 1-year mark. It sounds like she's working on partnerships, maybe with hospital system or something. what you need to decide is if you want to extend the ability to park the bus at our house or that's the question, really, right?
How do you want us to address this?
Well, as you start your deliberation, may I address procedurally where we're at?
Yeah.
Procedurally, I have a motion that says at least. So at least 1 year is kind of an open book. And so what I would suggest is two things. Rather than, if you would like to do something tonight, you couldn't do it in this meeting because it's a study meeting. You don't make motions
we
here.
We can.
You could not.
Cannot.
We cannot.
Okay, that's
I
right.
couldn't.
That's
sorry,
where I was
could
confused
not.
About us having this discussion.
But what you could do is kind of see what direction and either direct staff to draft a resolution for the next meeting, or we can do things we typically don't, but this certainly would be appropriate in this case by peer motion. And you could amend the agenda and ask for a motion on this item during the regular session, at which you could move to amend the prior motion. Because remember, that was an ordinance to change. It wasn't a resolution. And your motion was in context of the ordinance and directing staff. This would be a motion to clarify what that direction would be and to set whatever you feel appropriate, and to move that, revisit that item, and I think we have all the numbers stuff, but revisit it and move to clarify that, what we meant by that time is, and just pick what you need.
At the time, last year, it didn't feel squishy to me. It felt like a year and perhaps a little grace period of a week, 2 weeks, month, whatever, reasonable. That's what it felt like. But the year was the mark. However, I do realize the way it's worded, staff needs to know what we want done.
Well, and even if it was very clear 1 year, the applicant in this case has come back and said, here's where we're at. This mm-hmm. is why can I request more time? And so certainly appropriate for you to deliberate based on that request, because I mean, if you say, well, we meant a week or two more, well, then it's kind of moot as to her request.
No, I can
appreciate
that.
We have a request.
Yeah. I was just going back to a year ago and saying, I didn't realize then that we would have this conversation now just because of.
And neither did I, or
I
would I
don't
have said,
think any
no,
of us
we
realized that at the time. But anyway,
squishy,
here we are. So I know, I don't know if squishy is a good word, but I couldn't think of anything else to say. So anyway, so. So you need to decide what your thoughts are.
Amend our agenda for the next meeting and
have some time to think about
there
it.
And
well, you would rather deliberate there than talk about here.
Oh well, I'm okay to talk.
You
about
can do
it
either.
Here. I mean, my take is she's working on finding
so
a solution now, and she has tried. That's,
as far as from a public expectation, it was put on this meeting to be discussed.
Yeah.
And so if the public's looking at it, any discussion here would be appropriate in your deliberations if you did amend the agenda and talk about it there too, just indicating this meeting. But certainly if I was public, I'd say, oh, it's on there. I want to go see the discussion. I'd be sitting in the
mm-hmm.
in the seats here.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, she's got a business that's not working out. I'm sorry about that. I wish it was working out for you.
Not giving up yet.
But, you know, I don't think we need to put more burden on her as she's trying to find a way to solve her business challenges. So
I have a question, not to interrupt you, but I'm curious. Last time we voted on this, it was 3-2.
Yeah.
Is there an appetite to give her that variance? Because three of you said no, two of us said yes. Can we revisit that?
It's not technically a variance, but we know what you mean, changing the code to allow. That's the issue, is if you're not giving a one-off, you're changing the actual code, and so it doesn't affect just her, it affects anybody in that.
But is there an appetite to revisit that? That's my question. Can I ask that, Attorney Luce?
Of course. Of course, and you can direct staff to.
Is anybody else more open to that than they were a year ago?
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't feel like I would be.
Okay.
Just that it just has more repercussions than just her. That's my view, because it'd be hard on our roads and everything.
I received a complaint just today involving a commercial vehicle that's constantly parked in front of a resident's home.
Yeah,
so
the thing we talked about last time was the variance having wordage that said for a medical situation.
That just opens it up because everyone is special though.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently there's not appetite for that.
So going to what we're here to discuss, she's made a request for an additional grace period for another until Labor Day of next year. So I need to know how you feel about that, what you want to do. Because I know we all still agree that you're doing important work.
I feel like she's working towards a resolution of the problem, and I think we should not stand in her way of getting that done. It doesn't look like there are actually storage options available, and they would add an additional burden to a business that's already not cash flowing. So I'm open to helping her get to the resolution.
Certainly could say a period of time, whatever number of months or year, whatever you decide, with the option for her to come back prior to and talk to you again if circumstances are or merit such discussion, just as she's come back this time. It sounds like no one knows what that date will be. It's just when you're ready for the city to enforce. Otherwise, if you turn it over to staff, we have an enforcement process where we use our discretion. But certainly, we wouldn't be generally talking within years before we would go to prosecution.
Could we have her come back in 6 months and find out exactly where she is before we extend out for a whole year?
Certainly.
Because I feel like she's had a year. And I don't want this to be a revolving door. I mean, no disrespect, but I think if we say come back in 6 months, we'll reevaluate it then.
Give an update.
Also,
at least
Councilmember Johnson's request.
I don't even know that you actually need a motion next meeting because you have at least, and now staff has a direction of when to put it back on your agenda, like we did this time. We have clear minutes of it, and so I think we could suffice with that at this point.
I respectfully disagree. I'd like to give her till Labor Day. I think negotiating with businesses is arduous. And in 6 months, she's already said she can't accomplish it. So I don't want to put a burden on a small business that's struggling to stay afloat. Nobody in her neighborhood has complained about it. We've not gotten any complaints. She's working her tail off to try and make this work. And I am in favor of businesses thriving. So for us to put roadblocks and make it tight for her feels wrong. So I would honor her request 100%. I'd even be willing to say October 31st. And so she's got that year. She gets it negotiated. She moves on and has a successful business. I don't want to be guilty of hindering or harnessing her to a tighter timeline. That's how I feel.
Mayor and council, just for to have all the information, my understanding from code enforcement, Audrey Colmore is here. There's been one recent complaint.
By a neighbor or someone driving by?
If I can clarify, it wasn't recent. It was when the initial
one, not recent.
Okay,
and that was not more or less a personal dislike of the verbiage, not necessarily relevant.
But it was way back when
not
we talked about it the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
I think it's what triggered the whole initial discussion.
Yeah.
So not a recent one, sorry. I thought it was.
So I would counter a little bit to us being guilty of handcuffing her and being a a block. It's been a whole year,
right?
This isn't allowed in the city, but we didn't want to be a problem before. We wanted to find a way to work and to make this work and to make it work outside of any protocols that we have.
Right.
So I don't think that's what we've done. And I don't think that's what we would do if we said 6 months. I think at that point it's a year and a half, and it could have been just shut down a year ago, but we didn't want to do that. So we tried to find a way to make it work. How optimistic are you about the relationships with the hospitals that you're partnering with? Because truthfully,
if it doesn't work out, my business is dead. So it's either it's going to be moo, and I hate for that to be on the record, but it's got to work with one of these facilities ultimately. And I actually have pictures of school buses that are parking in my neighborhood on a daily basis. So I don't want to be that person, right? I don't want to stand here, and it's hard for me to come to this table with this request anyway, but this code is being routinely not followed. And it does feel discriminatory. And I know that it came up because of the name. It does feel discriminatory that I'm being held to this, and I'm doing what I can to follow all of the rules, to come to everyone, to be transparent with the information. So I requested a year. I would like a year. I mean, I'm happy to email and let you know where I stand with these businesses, but this is not a tactic to say, I'm going to ask for this and then I'm still going to do this. Like, I need a hospital partnership, or my business isn't going to be here this time next year.
So are we going to help her or not? That's the question.
So here's my thoughts on the issue. So the issue isn't whether or not with 6 months or a year, whether or not this, this works for you or doesn't work for you. I mean, you're going to have to be able to partner, what you're saying, with one of these hospitals or not. Or naturally, I mean, this time frame is not going to impact anything. What's going to impact it is whether or not you partner with a hospital or not, is what your business thrives, is able to continue on or not. And so, and I've got to believe that within this next, whether 6 months or 12 months, I mean, it's going to be make or break for you during this next period of time, no matter what, right?
Yes.
I could live with extending this out to the 12 months.
Just a question. How long have you been in discussion with the hospitals?
Started in May.
Okay, so you've been working at it with the hospital approach for quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably irrelevant, but I also worked with a realtor. I was considering moving my home, buying a new property here that was zoned commercial. The realtor called to ask if we could have it rezoned as mixed use. We couldn't. I don't want to leave South Jordan. My kids go to school. I don't want to move them from their elementary school. So I have tried looking at other things as well. But yeah, we've been in the due diligence process. They have our tax returns, business plans.
Okay, since about
full report.
Okay. So I was just trying to make sure I had an accurate timeline as well. I'm fine with supporting the year extension as well. Going 1 year.
I'm there. That's fine with me.
I guess I'll be okay with it also.
Good job.
Ron, you have direction then?
Yeah, I think code enforcement, we all have direction. 1 year from today?
Or do you want to use the date that she's proposing?
She's proposed Labor Day.
That's
right?
Fine. Labor Day
of next year.
Labor Day
2026. Just because that's the language that's been proposed.
That was the original. 26.
Yeah, 26, sorry.
26. That's fine.
Yeah, Labor Day 2026.
Okay.
And I think just to clarify, the reason why I support it is because you are in the actual due diligence process that you've shown to us today that you've been working on this. And since you're in a due diligence process, you let the negotiations have time to play out.
I don't have a vote on this, but I agree 100%. And I really do appreciate the work you're doing. And I don't want you to leave this chamber and feel like any of our conversation has been discriminatory about you, because even if that might have been what prompted a first call or whatever it was, I think this council has all really tried to express that you think the work you're doing is important. We know it is, and we appreciate that, which is why we've been trying to find a way to work within the system that we must work within, but to make it work.
Yeah.
you know, so. So is this something that you'll be bringing back as a resolution to us then at a different meeting, or do to do that?
I think since you said at least we have it under staff discretion on that, because we're at least a year is any time from a year
we
on.
We clarified the date.
And now you've given us a really clear
direction. So you have the direction, so we don't need to come back and do any other. Okay.
I hope to not do this and not see
you're doing
it respectfully.
You are doing great. And actually, that means we don't even have to bring it back to another meeting and take a vote. It means it'll be just decided.
Okay.
It's clarified.
Great.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Best of luck to you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'd love to hear your progress reports, though.
That I would love to give one. That's great.
We're cheering.
We
you
really
on.
Do want this to succeed.
Thank you. Me too. It will. I'm not
it
gonna,
will.
You're
it amazing.
Will. It will. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I actually appreciate the opportunity to have those kind of discussions. I think it's important, and these things affect a lot of people. And that was good. Raina, thank you. All right, I'm now going to ask for a motion to recess our city council study meeting and move us to executive closed session to discuss the character, professional competence, physical, or mental health of an individual. Can
so
I get
moved.
That motion? Thank you. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion by Mrs. Johnson and second by Mrs. Zander. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay.